Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Good House 1968. This is Brother White speaking. What I do is read and interpret from the Tanakh. It's the Hebrew Bible and the Quran. If you need a Tanakh or a Quran, shoot me an email at goodhouse1968@gmail.com. As the funds become available, I will send you one, so leave your name and your address. Please support the ministries and support the distribution of Qurans and Tanakhs to Bible students by shopping at the church store, goodhouse1968.space. Let me open with a word of prayer. Good, I petition you, let the anger and destruction against evil grow in the hearts of the believers and not in the hearts of the disbelievers, but extinction of the disbeliever that holds us down out of us. If you do not see that they will convert to full believers, I wish and I pray that we become stronger than the disbeliever or evil, where we leave heavenly rewards and heavenly goods for evil to use against us or to use in its lavish distribution as far as of evil or anything that stands for evil. I pray that you strengthen us beyond the demonic vampire gods and strengthen us believers beyond their control not to fall for disbelieving evil ways, wicked ways, no good ways, good stiff ways. Let our hearts grow with full hatred and sanity against evil, wickedness, no good, and good stiff, and let us be as great as good wants us to be, and let us stay doing good actions for time indefinite under the control of good. I wish, I pray, amen, shalom, shalom, amen. In the name of Omega. You can call into the show if you like. 888. I need my glasses. Okay, I am back, and let me go with a word of good actions, good force against evil. Evil will try anything to deceive us into doing what evil wants. We are no friend, we listen not to the voices of evil, or hearken to any evil, wickedness, no good, or good stuff. We not accept the program of evils, nor believe in evils, so-called Ramadans, and things like that. It's good if you do a good Ramadan, a good action Ramadan. But we have the disbelievers who believe that Satan is God, or, well, that evil is God. I don't know about how the disbelievers actually work in their hearts, because people will attempt to deceive. And I really don't care about disbelievers, what they believe in. I am only out to preach good actions, not to sit here and listen, even if spirits or God or anything tell me things about evil, wickedness, no good, or good stuff. We do not, as believers, ponder our time on disbelieving thoughts that I say they are, because they are wasteful. If they are not proven as an action of truth, of good truth, to your very faces, you do not believe it, you do not accept it. Even though a lot of times spirits tell the truth, but we do not accept spirits because we believe in good and a good action and good action for us. Good does not crave or ponder over the dead. So once they are gone, good has no acceptance. Because when good puts you out of good, it has already determined your destiny for time indefinite. So the evil, the wickedness, the no good, the good stiff, good does not welcome you in its heaven, and nor ever has, nor ever will. And those that attempt to stand in the way, such as the serpent, the female, or the woman, if you dress in a dress and you look like a female, good gave us eyes to see through a serpent or darkness. What you do not see, do not ponder over or attempt to see. I've tried that myself. You only get more insane, disbelieving, evil, wickedness, no good, and good stiff. Never try and push good to have you pierce through the darkness. When good determines proper time for you to know and to see things, it is good's proper time. Not evil, wickedness, no good, or good stiff. We do not accept angels because they are fallen lesbians and dykes. We believe and we only accept what good has for us as believers. Never do we especially pitch for, whether they're gold, they are no harm to good or good action believers. We do not bow to the devil's illusions, because the devil is evil, wicked, no good, and good stiff. And it thinks that it has friends and good action believers. It has no friends. Just as it deceived itself to doing evil, no wickedness, no good, and good stiff, good sends its deceit and illusion back to it. Good does not bow to the deceiver or the disbelieving god, demonic vampire gods, and their so-called follow the BS, as I say, where you believe in all of their foolishness. We must stand up as believers against any disbelieving god, such as, first of all, how is there a Jehovah when the English language only came about in the 14 or 1600s? I have a question about the Yahweh, but I do not question the Hebrew's term, Adonai. I do not question good. Whatever was here when you originated, you should stick with. Over and over, I tell you to support the church ministries because I distribute things or books that are in languages, in a fashion, in a way from the beginning. If you do not like the scrolls and you do not like knowledge, then you are truly screwed up in the head, and I have to say it. Because any believer would accept these scrolls. They are not demonic tamperings. They are not demonic books. They would accept these scrolls, these books, these Bibles. Research out as I tell them. And I know a lot of you don't like it to research out even on the internet, as I think I've said before. So, stop being a disbeliever. Come into good and not good stiff. Become a believer in Yeshua, because that is no Hebrew name of Jesus Christ, Michael the Archangel, Bright and Morning Star. Those titles, which are just what they labeled in the English language. You may be fascinated with the English language, but do not become stupid to disregard the original language. Not only is it of Hebrew, Arabic, and Latin, And you may feel you don't have the funds or the money to learn the language. That is not the truth. That is not correct and never has been. I do not accept that the world would change because you started to learn the Hebrew language, Latin, or Arabic. Screw the disbelieving lazy ways. Clean up your own house by taking advantage to the goodest that good has given you an opportunity to take in. Not ample because you have all the time in the world to learn these languages. Now, you may say I have to work 9 to 5, but reality, you have time. I do not believe in foolishness that we don't have time. You can only work a certain amount of hours. You can only sleep a certain amount of hours. But you can put in 15, 20, 30 minutes to learn these things. You may not get as far advanced than somebody who spends 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 hours a day, but you can acquire that knowledge and be able to research out and to learn about good. So, do not be lingering or accept or be weighed down with evil burdens and wicked burdens, no good burdens or good stiff burdens. Wake up, believers. Do not accept the demonic vampire gods or the belief in the spirit as they've had us cry out in the churches. Wake up. Spirit means it's dead. It's something that you should have learned when people said witches, roots, black arts, and things like that. You can label it what you want, like I said, in your prayers. You can make up a name for God so that it does not channel to these wicked or evil, wicked, no good, or good, stiff, demonic, vampire, God channelings. So, but when it comes to good, good gives us time to learn the original, but it's not going to ever tell any being its true name. That's like this. If it knew everything that is to occur, why would it jeopardize good or what good has established? Now, the devil will come in to try and steal your good. The devil is no good, a liar in the beginning, a liar in the end. There is no good in the devil's followers who come along to try, disbelievers, to try and weigh down and to hinder the believer. These disbelievers will call even in the heart, if they could, the impure heart. The pure heart does not accept the disbelievers. Never has, never will. The disbelievers will try and persuade your own good force, the force that good has given you and put in you, to cause you to think that you have turned against yourself or it has turned against you. Good does not turn on its own. Good will never turn on its own, nor allow you, if you are doing good actions and what you are supposed to do, to be sent on a mission by disbelievers or evil, wickedness, no good, or good stiff. These individuals will come to you. Now, there's what I spoke about war. You support your government because why would you let terrorists come over and kill you? That's the issue. But with all of these meaningless things that they do, like wars that are of no meaning, just to take somebody's garbage, because I consider that garbage the wealth of the world. Don't have it, never will have it, so I consider it as. So, why will we want an individual, and I don't care which president it is, just so you can have some diamonds, some rubies, some sapphires, some gasoline, some fuel, some jet fuel, some oil? Why should I be concerned only about one individual that I would lose my life for his folly? Believers do not fall for folly, we think, because good has given us a mind to think with. We do not listen to evil. We do not build evil in ourselves. Whatever way you find, for as long as it's not evil, wicked, no good, or good stiff, use it to get those things out. And if you're playing a game and don't acting like you don't understand what I'm saying, evil, wickedness, no good, good stiff, getting those things out. Use whatever good action or good force you can. Never lose your trust, your belief, your faith in good and good actions, and do not accept nor believe nor become a fool for darkness illusions. Remember, as the scripture says, the disbeliever appears as a light bearer, a believer. We look at these individuals and we accept, a lot of us believers, from just mere experiences with them, conversations, that they are believers. Good believers are not fools for disbelievers. We don't even, if you're a true believer, a good action believer, want your women, your females, or whatever, or sexual relations with you. We deny that, and we will do whatever we can to get it out, to remove it. We do not want it. And we stiff it back with itself. We're not fools for disbelievers. We will let nothing interfere with us being a believer. Now I go to the scriptures. And we made heaven as roof. Excuse me. And we have made heavens as proof, a safe and well-guarded canopy. Still do they turn away from the signs with these things. I'll give you an example. Who turns away from the signs? There's an instance of this individual, Dwayne Liggins, I knew when I was younger. This individual was a devil worshiper, a dope addict, a disbeliever. And yet he wanted me to believe that he had changed his ways, became a Jehovah's Witness. Now, I don't speak against religions except for I speak against hypocrisy. How many disbelievers are actually able to get away from evil, wickedness, no good, good stuff? Now, I noticed he became a millionaire. But I question and wonder, how did he acquire $1 million? But remember, good does reward good action ones. But I'm not a fool because of things I saw and things I witnessed about and things I know and things that kept touching the good believer that I am. We as believers are awakened by good. And the disbelievers will tell us they can have good to damn us. All of the witchcraft, the occult, the black arts, evil, wicked, no good, good stuff. When a fisherman or hunter lays his trap, does he continue to lay traps once he's got you? No, he doesn't give you any more. He just harvests. So when we look at evil, wickedness, no good, good stuff, its only intention is to harvest its fruit. Being true, trustful, faithful believers, we do not fall for the folly of the devil. Do not lose those qualities that good gave you. And good instilled and bestowed in you. Never accept evil. Evil will even use a derangement, a lie, to tell you that you are a great person. These things evil has continuously used over and over again. If it could, it would blind your eyes in the dense darkness, and even then the Bibles or the scriptures and scrolls, if it could. If you like it, accept not the disbeliever, nor believe in the disbeliever. As I was saying, and it is he who created, and we have made heavens as a proof, safe, and well-guarded canopy. It's a protection. Good actions. Still do they turn away from the signs which these things point to. This is another way how we recognize the disbelievers. For instance, how could you go in a person's house like a lot of hypocrites and Pharisees do and turn that individual's house when they are not welcome, never have been, nor ever will be, to turn it into a disaster or into a place inhabitable by these evil, wicked, no good, good stiff things? This is something we as believers have to awaken about. And these are even the ways that they say was to awaken from. Be stronger than the disbeliever. You're not wanted and never have been. And me, myself, I personally despise the disbeliever. And if I didn't blow off a lot of frustration on a punching bag, I know I would attempt to do something stupid, which is why I continue to keep my trust, belief, faith in good. Actions, good. And being a believer, not in hypocrisy. And it goes to say, and it is he who created the night and the day, good, the sun, good, the moon, good, all heavenly bodies, good, go along and not with evil. Each evil blew its chance, first of all, when it allowed Eve to give Adam an atom bomb and partake of it herself, but not completely be destroyed by it, where she would be a serpent on evil side, a puppet. Each in its rounded path. So good made these things. And we did not give permanent life to any man before you in the world. Then if you should die, can they live permanently? So it says here that good did not, but after a theft, and they were proven wrong. So remember that. It doesn't give to thieves. If you can remember, the Bible said, cut the thieves' hands off. And this is the way good stands firm and stout, as I say. Every soul have a taste of death. You get death because of what I often say. Well, isn't it wrong to do their seed? No, it's not. If you see their parents stealing, they'll steal because they are an image and likeness of their parents. And we test you with evil and with good by way of trial, to us you must be returned. It's not a test. You are an experiment to good because you are his creation. What fool actually thinks someone who makes something remarkable or unaccomplishable or unthought of would just sit back and let you do what you want? You would want to observe the specimen. Want to know more about what you have done good and not a disbelieving vampire God, because there they do not want to observe, they just want your good, and that is the bottom line. Do not believe or fall for the treachery of them. They have no good, or they have no good intentions. They never have, never will. And when the disbelievers see you, oh yeah, by the way, you can call into the show if you want to, 888-689-4061 or 347-326-9003. Again, that number is 888-689-4061 or 347-326-9003. Now, and when the disbelievers see you, they trick you. Only with ridicule if they don't show it. They treat you in their hearts. Welcome and stand behind you when they know they're too close to you in a store or some supermarket or some long waiting line of some business or some government office. These disbelievers do not feel content with you And they definitely don't feel content with you in their house. They may let you stay just to build up your foolish belief that they will let you stay there doing good. That is not their plans. Is this, they say, the one who talks of your gods? Do not continue. Well, if you are in their household, you have subjected yourselves just as if in the marriage to their gods. So, go to a shelter. Do not be too prideful to go to a shelter. At least it's owned by the government. Most of them are. And they lie and slander at the mention about good, the most gracious. Man is a creature of haste, it says here. Soon enough will good show you signs. Then you will not ask me to hasten them. When the believer shown good believing signs, good force, good action signs, they continue to believe and never shall they die down. Evil will try and weigh you down on this line in an attempt to get you to become a disbeliever. Do not betray your trust, belief, and faith in disbelieving folly. If the disbelievers only know the time when they will not be able to keep away from the fire their faces, nor from their back, and when no help can reach them. Do you feel like I used to feel years back? Help should reach the disbeliever. They should do good in hell. If you put a prisoner in the penitentiary, the penal system, do you do him good or do you make him understand? Do you discipline? Do you punish? Or do you get him a luxury suite like in a Donald Trump hotel or motel? No, we give them what they're deserving of. So let not the disbeliever with the thefts of our good believe that our good is going to help them, because our good by the powers of good shall always return and against a disbelieving way that they can have our good. The disbeliever good will never give any good, or what the disbeliever believe or think is good, to a disbeliever unless it is conversion. Good may give, it may let it rain on the disbeliever's harvest. It may let light shine down on the disbeliever's harvest. But we often wonder what it meant by some are just damned. That is it. Good is not a fool for the disbeliever evil. It shall never help evil. If it didn't give evil a chisel bullet in the back, it ain't going to give it nothing else. Good does not accept any disbelieving ways. And I don't think it ever should. Because why lose good or justice as we have, as it is in most disbelieving places? Such as took their religion to be mere amusements and play were deceived by the life of the world. What does a disbeliever do? It's religion, because it is mere folly and foolishness and evil, wickedness, and no good. They will try and bring fresh meat or fresh sacrifices or sacrifices, this fresh sacrifice, to the play. When they have their sexual rituals, they have to have fresh sacrifices. It has to have good to thrive off of its foolishness and folly. Believers stay away from disbelievers. Disbeliever feelings. Build up good action forces against the disbeliever and the existence of the disbeliever in your house. Send the disbeliever away. If you knew someone came in your house, 1 minute they're a Christian, the next minute they're a disbeliever or way off from their Christendom. Get them out of your house, because you do not want anything that is disbelieving, harmful, and do not be a fool to betray good for a disbeliever, whether it be your own mama. I ain't gonna let nobody hit my mama. If your mama went out and killed somebody's kid, you let them hit your mama and discipline your mama. Don't be no fool. If your mama disrespected a nation, they wanted your mama, don't be no fool to get involved. Now, you may say that as cowardice, but remember, evil, wickedness, no good, and good stiff, reward is punishment for its foolishness and folly. That day shall we forget them as they forgot the meeting of this day of theirs, as they were wont to reject our signs. For we have certainty sent unto them a book of the scrolls based on knowledge. And as a believer, when you research out things like this, the Quran, you are awakened to the truth that good has set here for us, not to be deceived by rewritings. People may tell you the Quran has not been rewritten, but remember, it's just scrolls from Prophet Muhammad. And all scrolls and everything in man's hands has been touched. That's just common sense. In order for something to be reproduced, whether it be on whatever type of machine, device, CNC machine, any type of man-built device, it has to be touched. In order for them to get it in certain forms, it has to be touched. In order for a lot of things to come by the government, it has to be touched. Everything is touched. I don't care what it is, it is touched. There's nothing, even that with the earth is dead, and we think just because we haven't dug up every part, it's not touched, but the earth is even touched. Which we explain in detail, a guide and a mercy to all who believe. If you want to call into the show, you can. It's 347-326-9003, 888-689-4061. Are they waiting for its interpretation? Yes, we await good to give us the truth that we have longed for as a hidden treasure, or more than our own lives. On the day when it is interpreted, those who have forgotten it before will say, first of all, in my own personal belief, I do not believe the disbeliever has forgotten, because me having turned myself from being a believer, I still had good believing truth, on my chest or heart, the impure heart. And it touched me deep down inside, because it always said, I thought you were a believer. And that would make your inner gut eat you inside out. Because you know you're doing wrong, and that's the bottom end of it. Bottom out, bottom end of it. The messenger of our Lord did indeed bring truth. Tidings. All of God's messengers, unless it becomes disbeliever and disobedient. Unless it is that, then all messages from good are truthful. Unless someone plays folly or tries to reinterpret God's truth. Do not believe that good can be manifest into any form that it has yet created or you have seen. No being can yet live and see good. And good will not. Let me give you a good example. When a police officer in a shootout take off his weapons, like we see in some movies, and go in doing some karate, or some martial arts. No, that's not the truth. Nobody does stupidity but a fool. Have we no intercessors now to intercede on our behalf? When you become a disbeliever, you have no good on your behalf. You will attempt to go and house yourself in a believer's house, but they will not welcome you because they know you will not accept or be convert from a disbeliever to a believer. Or could we be sent back so that we behave differently from our behavior in the past? Yes, we can. But a lot of us won't. A person will tell you, once I have started doing something, I'm not going to change. Now, I am not a disbeliever myself. I have understood good, because good will touch you in ways that you don't or won't like. Now, a person may say, why does good allow the spirits to rape that individual? It is to get good understanding that you don't screw up for what you did in order to get that. Now, we may say, well, it's just a child. But the child is nothing to worry about because it's in an angel until a certain point. So, but past that point, good is looking and good knows. Does it protect? But that's not to be known. Because only a fool would drop it amongst rapists. Think about it, believers. You know what I'm talking. You know what I'm saying. Do you see that nothing going into a person from outside can make him unclean? Is that the truth? What did Yeshua mean by that, going into a person? Now, we may think things can't make us unclean. But if they are poisons or toxins or things like that meant to make you unclean, think about what Yeshua was saying. If I can get you high off of heroin and keep doping you up with it, it does make you unclean because you would do unclean things. So what inside of you became unclean? Do not let the devil tell you otherwise. But what Yeshua says is correct. Those things like food, eating a certain animal, those things don't make you unclean. A lot of people, if their tribes made a pact or had a relationship with good, and they didn't eat those things, a lot of them carry on that tradition. But you don't have to, because Yeshua made all things clean for the believer. Good is good to the believers. That you are able not to say in the desert or in the woods, the deep wilderness, that I can't eat and this is the only thing I can catch or the only thing that I can kill. Good is merciful to the believer. And he takes away for the food we have eaten, but he does it. Good and good does not accept the devil when good has revealed a devil or a disbeliever. Okay, well, my book, I believe, is turned. Don't you see nothing going into a person from outside can make him unclean but the devil's dealings? For it doesn't go into his heart but into his stomach, and it passes out in the latrine. Thus he declared all foods ritually clean. What is meant by that? Ritually clean. It means good to devour or feast on. It is what comes out of a person, he went on, that makes him unclean. That means now, you may talk to the disbelieving demonic vampire gods, because they are murderers. Well, excuse me, I mean, because there's no proof of that. The demonic vampire gods, if you're talking to them to get them to leave, they may say, well, pray. No, good does not bow to evil. Pray that good, the great caster out, delivers you and salvation in the way of good actions. Good does not bow down to mere foolish things that the disbelieving vampire gods want you to believe in. If it is but a fly, and it is but a fly going around and annoying you, do you accept the delusions that we often get from that? It may be that you think it, but is it? When you see an illusion, like a hologram, you may think it's there when you first see it, but is it actually there? Do not let your minds deceive you, because good gave you intelligence, common sense. Now, a lot of us, I'm used to thinking a lot of people don't have common sense, but is that the truth? Good gave all of us common sense. A lot of us will put it in the trash just to do what we want. I've seen that. So, know that good is good, merciful, all gracious, all loving, all kind, all wise, and always shall and always will be. No end can come to good, nor what good brings about. That is it for my show. If you want to call into the show the next time, you can. 347-326-9003, 888-689-4061. All right, brothers and sisters, let me close with prayer, and I will be leaving you. Good, great caster, I pray you cast out the demonic forces, the demonic vampire gods, and their spirits, because they are a spirit. I wish that you cast them out from Good House 1968, believers and the disbelievers to be converted to believers. Never shall I tarry off, knowing the will of good. Let good's will by all power, even unseen power, and power not recognizable by the darkness, even my own hand, experiences and knowledge, let good's will be done for time indefinite. As well as I pray, the believers pray the same and believe the same. I wish and I pray for more good. And what I experience from the spirits, I shall not speak upon, because there's no proof in it. Maybe there's something for us to laugh and joke about. Good, protect us under your wings. Protect us. Deliver us and give us salvation and sustenance, as we need you good, as I need you good, even from my own education. Let good's calculus of good be spoken about through the believers for time indefinite. As the earth is dead, we know that if we do not pray for good to take us as we are alive to heaven, and let our shame not be shown as it did for Abraham. If I can remember correctly. Prophets' names I do not remember right offhand, but those prophets he did take. Took by the bosom, because they were righteous or good action ones, believers, and they held good's love and were friends of good. And I pray the same for myself and not for disbelieving demonic vampire gods. Let good's word be preached, that if you bring about those things, the evil, wickedness, no good or good stiff, then you are labeled that. And I pray not to become a disbeliever, to believe in disbelieving things, only to never to bear witness to, as I say, a wrong or an injustice. to teach a disbelieving way to those to try and amass something that I really don't value and consider worthless. Only I consider the sustenance provided to me by good and not by harlot. Amen, shalom, shalom, amen, in the name of Omega. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm out of here. But if you'd like to call into the show next time, the number is 888-689-4061 or 347-326-9003. All right, I'm out of here.